something for the weekend. How are you? Damien Farrelly is in studio. Damien, how's it going?
Good morning, Trina. Long time.
I know. We're talking about the names that you never hear anymore.
Yeah.
So the baby names that have kind of gone out of fashion. We talked about this a good few years ago because the name Gary wasn't being used anymore.
Yeah.
And it was so funny that day because you remember every single caller who came on was called Gary.
I know, it was really funny. But Gary's back in the charts and it's not in a good way because you're right, Trini, these are the most unpopular baby names so far for 2022. They've been revealed. And I'll give you a couple of the female ones. So we've Kristen, Suzanne and poor Lorraine in the rankings.
Oh, my best friend is Lorraine.
Really?
So that name has gone out.
Yeah, it's not cool, they're saying. I'm so sorry, Lorraine. I feel awful saying this, but let me give you the lads. Bill, Chad and Stuart. But now, I know a couple of Bills. I don't know any Chads. No Stuarts.
Oh, no,
I wouldn't know one Stuart.
Yeah, I know a Stuart. Yeah, I know a Bill.
Yeah, and you know, Willie, William, all those. We were actually going to call our youngest James and he's 9. And it was a toss-up between Will or James. We chose James because of me dad.
We used to work with somebody and they called their daughter Fiona.
Yeah.
And you never hear those names anymore.
You don't.
So I wonder, are they all going to come back in? Because all the kids now have kind of celebrity type names, don't they? Or make yuppie names. They're names that never existed before.
Yeah, well, some people go with popular culture. Like, there's loads of Rihannas. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In Ireland, when you know, 25, 30 years ago, you wouldn't have had one Rihanna, I'm presuming. Now, this list, Trina, it was released by baby experts, Bella Baby and Baby Name and Google Trends, really, to collaborate some of the results. And the likes of Jack and Ella, still hugely popular here in Ireland, right? But for example, the name Nicole, of Greek origin, failed to impress, and that came in the charts of the no-nos at 279. So, sorry, Nicole.
That's a lovely name, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Hearing a lot of, like, Theos and those kind of names at the moment.
Yeah.
Which are quite new, I guess.
I don't see Theo in the charts, but I can tell you about poor Nigel. He's not in a good place. Sorry, Nigel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, Nigel means champion. Did you know that?
Nidge, out of love-hate.
Champion, yeah. He also fell out of favour, as did Graham and Gary. So there are my charts of the not-so-popular names. But, you know, we called our eldest lad Hugh. When people went, what? Hugh. And it's kind of cool. It's a strong name.
Where did you get that? I'm always meant to ask you, where did you get that?
Leona had a friend who was called Hugh. And she just thought it was like that. A good, strong, good kind of a name. And nobody was using it. And you're forever you know, at the time it was 2007. So we were looking at books. There wasn't, the internet was there. But, you know what I mean? You were looking at books and looking at all sorts of charts. The same way as people are going onto these sites at the minute and looking at Google Trends and baby names online. Sure, you kick yourself up and down looking for names. You overcomplicate it.
It was just something unusual.
Yeah, and it kind of stuck out.
And I was so lazy. The first name in the book, Anna, in the A section. Damien, thanks so much. We'll chat to you Monday afternoon, 2 o'clock.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you a chance. We're throwing more money at it because it wasn't won yesterday. €3,750 for What Did Lucy Say to Colin?
Wow. Thanks, Damien. It's something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.